Vayter and Shasrin Daf Dalet, picking up on Gilmul Beis by the bottom of the page, 2, 4, 6 lines up from the bottom, third word in the line, technically maybe the second word, I don't know. Anyway, Taima. So we are now going to break down the Braisa that we started yesterday. We brought the source for our Mishnah's ruling from Achos Ishto that the 15 women are putter from Chalitza and Yibum, as well as their Tsaros and their Tsaros A, and the other one's Tsaros. Now, what's really going to end up happening today is we're going to start it off a little bit, but we're going to get way side checks over here. All right, first we're going to go into explain the following concept, and let's start it up, and then I'll tell you what we're going to do. Time of the Kuzra Chamana Olea. The reason why you're going to have that your Achos Ishto, that your wife's sister, is going to be off the hook, and then the Arayos are going to learn that from that also, that they're not going to be involved with Yibam, is because, in fact, the Pasuk says Aleha, which is the beginning of a Gezeira Shava, and then, like we said yesterday, to learn out to everybody else. And without that word, we would have a problem. If I hadn't had that word, then I would have thought that actually the Taka you do Yibam, right? That it's going to be a Chos Isha you do Yibam to, even though you're going to be married to two sisters right now, you would have thought that that would be the case. Why? Based off the principle of Asay is Doche Los Asay. My time, what's that? Why? Let the Asay of doing Yibam come to be Mavata, the Los Asay of not being married to two sisters, which is a general principle and rule. Now, Frek the Gemara, hold on 1 second. When do we say that? That's only by a shvachadika losase. Standard protocol losase. Losase shvel karis midachi. Do we go ahead and do we knock away a losase when there's karis involved? That's question number one. And now we're going to ask a second question. Visu, and furthermore, losase greida minol nidachi. How do we know in the first place? From where do we know that a asay is docha losase, even a regular standard play circumstance? The first question we kind of leave at the side, and we're not even going to deal with that all today, about does that apply when there's cars involved. But the second question of where in the first place do we know that asay is docha losase, that we're going to address right now. Peep, turn the page, dalam alef, tachsiv, lo silbash shatnis. We have an example to show such a concept. We learn it out from tzitzis. We're going to learn that from tzitzis and based off a law of something known as smuchin. So we say the following. We have a pasuk that says, chsiv, lo silba shatnes, you're not allowed to go out and you're not allowed to wear shatnes, a mixture of wool and linen together. Gedilim tasalach you should make, but then the pasuk says, gedilim tasalach, that you should have them mixed together. The whole pasuk is lo silba shatnes, tsemu pishtim yachdov, and then right after it says, gedilim tasalach al arba kanfos kususcha asher techaseba. So the fact that we put together, classic word that you find if anyone's learned Art Scroll, Stone Edition, the Saperstein, anything, we're going to get ready for it, juxtaposition. When we have the juxtaposition of tzitzis, the mitzvah of tzitzis, and the isser of shatnez, put a word next to it, that must to show you that what? That you're allowed to make tzitzis even if it's going to be shatnez. So you find the concept is that there's an asay that's docha alos asay. So what we have so far is we say that we're learning out from tzitzis based on the laws of smuchin, that you can expound on two ideas that are one right next to the other. We're about to now embark on a journey for a moment exploring how we know that we darshan smuchin. V'amar b'Elazar, smuchin min ha-Torah minayin, and how do we know that min ha-Torah you can go and you can actually darshan in one pasuk next to another? Shenamar is a pasuk says in Tehillim, smuchin la'ad la'olam asuyim be'emes v'yasher. The concept of smuchin is something which is be'emes v'yasher, it is truthful, it is upright, and therefore you can go ahead and you can such a thing. It's not random. They have two psukim right next to each other. But rather, these things, there's a rhyme and the reason as per why it would be that that's the case. Just continue to support this concept. How do we know that a Yavama, a man is married to a woman, he has a brother, two brothers in one, and one of them, Reuben and Shimon, and Shimon is married to Rachel, and then Shimon dies. Now Rachel falls to Reuven. And Reuven is a mukashchin. The guy's full of boils. He's a shasty, McNasty looking guy. How do we know that if such an incident happens, that if she falls to this such a circumstance, that ain't chosmen, so we don't literally, we don't muzzle her up and force her that she has to actually get married to the guy, but rather just the opposite, that she's allowed to protest and we don't force her to get yibamized. We force the mukashchin to do chalitza. How do we know that? Shenemar, the pasuk says, lo sachsom shor bidisho. You're not allowed to muzzle an ox when it's threshing. As it's doing work, you're not allowed to do such a thing. And right next to it, the very next pasuk says, "Usamach lei." We put next to it, "Ki yeshu achim yachdav," when you have two brothers that dwell together, right? Which is the laws of yibam. So we learn out one from the other. We have this smuchin, and we darshin in such an idea. You're not allowed to sach schom also this woman. Similar here by the laws of tzitzis, we learn out smuchin, and there you have it, the source for asei docha lo sase. But we don't stop there; we go further. V'amar of Yosef to bring at this point a little more. Afilu man de lo dar smuchin ba'alma. Even according to one who doesn't paskin, who doesn't darshin smuchin, generally speaking. There are those that maybe don't. We're going to see it from Yehuda. But Mishnah Torah Darish. Mishnah Torah means literally the repetition of Torah. It's referencing Sefer Devarim. Even according to the one who says that we don't Darish in Smuchin, when it comes to Sefer Devarim, he does. As we see, the Har Yehuda Ma'alma Lo Darish. He's one who generally doesn't do it. Mishnah Torah, he is Darish, and he does Darish in such a thing. Beautiful. So this works even according to those who are Mekel or don't Paskin like this in certain ways. By over here, this Pasuk talking about Tzitzis is found in Devarim, and therefore we understand that Asay is Docha Lo Sase based off the idea of Smuchin, that you put Tzitzis on even though it's going to be Shatnez. Now, Uba Alma Minolin Delo Darsh. Now, where do we know that generally he doesn't do such a thing? Where do you see Rabbi Huda doesn't generally Darsh in Smicha? The Tanya, we're going to the Baisa. We're going to see. Benazayami comes and says, Namar Mechashefa Lo Sechaya. It says that a Mechashefa, which means a witch, should not live. They do witchcraft, all kind of stuff. This is found in Sefer Shemos. She shouldn't live. She has to die. Venamar, and next pasuk says, Kol Shochef and Behemah, most Yumas, anyone who sleeps with an animal, shall certainly be put to death. Okay, very pretty intense. Samchu inyan lo, and we go and the reason why one thing is next to the other is coming to teach you. Ma shochef in behema meskila, just like someone who's shochef in behema, someone sleeps with an animal, that we know their punishment is going to be skila. Rashi says the chsiv beisha and irvas le behema, the mayhem bum, v'chol the mayhem bum beskila he. The Gamrina, it says this pasuk Gamrina that's found that's connected with skila. The Gamrina be'ovi yivdoni. Okay, we learned that from some other ideas. So the point is that af machshefa beskila, so to a machshefa, a witch is going to be killed with skila. Amar lo Yehuda. Rabbi Huda says to Benazai, are you on the point? Because the fact that there's a pasuk is right next to the other pasuk, therefore we go ahead and we learn how to skila? No, I don't die. I don't. It's not true. Ella, it's true that it's put to death through skila, but for another reason. Ovi Yedoni b'chlam achshefim lahayu. Ovi Yedoni are two different types of witchcraft. Ov is a type of witchcraft that use dead bodies. There's like communication with dead bodies. And Yedoni is when they take animal bones and they put it in their mouth and they're able to understand, do certain witchcraft. So these things, it says, they are included in the idea of witchcraft. V'lami yatsu, why does it specify those two people? Those types, lahakish lam v'lomer lecha, to come make a hekesh and to tell you, ma ovi yidoni b'skila, just like ovi yidoni is done b'skila, af machshefa b'skila, so too machshefa is also b'skila, which is another type of machshefa, right? These are all different types of sorcerers, right? So that's where you learn from. But point is, though, he didn't like to learn out from the smicha. Now, umishnah Torah, period. So there we have it, the Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan smuchin except for in Devarim. The question is, though, where do we actually see that he does darshan smuchin when it comes to Mishnah Torah? So, says the Gemara, Mishnah Torah minal de darish. How do we know he does it? The time we learned in the Mishnah, it's going to come up much later in our Masechta. No se adam anusas aviv mufutas aviv. A man is allowed to go ahead and marry a woman that his father raped or his father seduced. Anusas beno mufutas beno. And a man is also allowed to marry a woman that his son either was on Ma'anis or Mefate. And Rabbi Huda Oser Banusas Aviv Mufutas Aviv, he asers it. Vamar of Gildal Marav, my time with Rabbi Huda, what's Pshat in Rabbi Huda that he says that it's going to be Oser? Why can't it be? If someone's father messes around with some woman, they're not married, they mess with some woman that the son's allowed to be, or vice versa, how come? The Siv, he learns out from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Lo Yikach Ish as Eshes Aviv. If Ben's not allowed to take Eshes Aviv, his father's wife, and the end of it is, Velo Yigal Kanaf Aviv, don't reveal the Kanaf of your father. That's the end of the Pasuk. Kanaf, Shira Aviv, Lo Yigal, the Kanaf, the rope of your father shouldn't be un, shouldn't be revealed. In other words, meaning to say, whoever your father was with. So that's one pasuk over there that we just read from, but there's two ideas in the pasuk. Lo yikach ish es eshes aviv, velo yigale kenaf aviv. Right? So we say that what? Umimai debanusaksiv. How do we know this is talking about a case of a woman that a man raped? That was the case we're referencing. Me love the kra. He knows it from the pasuk that comes right before it. The pasuk says, "V'nasana isha shochiv yimalav yanaira chamishim kesef." Kosef. That the ish, the man. This is talking about mamish, the pasuk right before the one that we just read. "V'nasana isha shochiv yimalav yanaira chamishim kesef." He has to give 50 silver coin. V'loli tzeir isha to be a woman for a wife for him. Tachas isha ina lo yuchol shachal koyim. If he can't send her out all of his days. So what do we see over there? That's talking about a girl that was raped. And right after that, you have the idea of loikachish, not to take. A man should not take that which his father was involved with. And therefore, we understand that that's also talking about the raped woman as well. So we learn from the fact that you have the smicha, this juxtaposition of the two psukim, and we see Rabbi Yehuda does hold this concept of this juxtapositions, is going to go ahead and teach you this principle that the father can't be with a woman that his son was with outside of marriage, and vice versa. Question is, what's pshat in the Tanakhama that says you are allowed to be? What does he do with that? What's he going to do with that idea? But before that, let's just understand our case of tzitzis is in Mishnah Torah. So everyone is in agreement that we dash in smuchin. So here is our raya that an asay is doche alos asay. Now, what's pshat in the Rabbanan? Why does the Tanakhama disagree with Rabbi Yehuda and allow the father to be with the woman who his son was with, or the son to be with the woman that his father was with? Doesn't everyone hold that we say darshan smuchin and devarim? For Rabbanan, iav asamichlei. The Rabbanan say back, they say, yeah, good point. Nice try. He says that this case is a little bit different. I do hold of smuchin, but this isn't samach. Iyav asamachlei, it would have been right next to it. If it would have said that he shouldn't uncover the robe as his father, and that was right next to the pasuk that the man is that was lying with her, then kitaka amrat would be like you just said. Then I would agree with you. Right? Because the pasuk says, it says that, we know that's talking about the woman is raped, but then the next pasuk says, "Lo yikach ish as eishes aviv, v'lo yigal kenaf aviv." Don't reveal the kenaf aviv, which that's the pasuk means the ones that are not married. The other one's married, so there's a split which breaks up the two pasukim. If it would be right next to each other, then I would agree with you. But hashtadol samachlei, it's not next to one another. Tachsev lo yikach ish as eishes aviv. That's found like right in the middle of the two of it. We don't usually read that, but it actually does say that. So if we know what it was the case talking about over there, it's not talking about a man that was raped a woman that the son wants to be with him. Rather, b'shomeres yavam akasam medaber. It's talking about, we say that this pasuk is talking about a shomeres yavam, that is at a woman that is waiting to come to the father. So you have Reuben and Shimon, and Shimon is married. Shimon dies, and now the wife of Shimon falls to Reuben. In that case, Reuben's son can't go and be with her. V'lava or love b'shnei lavin is coming to teach you that there are two different lavin that teach you the same principle. Because it says even earlier, if you go way back to Vayikra, we have a pasuk over there that says in Acharei Mos that erva sachi avicha lo segala l'ishto lo sikra v'dodoscha hi. So we have one over there that you're not allowed to go be with your father's, brother's wife. Can't be with your father's brother's wife. And so if you're with this woman, that's going to be one issue over. And the other issue over is the Shomeres Yavam going to the father. So the point is, nonetheless, that we see that that he does agree with Smuchim, but over here, this just happens not to be Samach. The question, though, is why is it so that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan Smuchim except for Mishnah Torah? What's the pshat? The Mishnah Torah might time in the darsh. Why is it that he's dashing it over there? Yiboy Yisemim Shem Demuchach. Yiboy Yisemim Shem Demufni. If you want to say, the one answer is because of the fact that is muchach, meaning that it's something that is, it makes sense that you should do it, like as we're going to see in a minute, that there's something that's written in a place and that doesn't even belong there, and therefore we darshan it. Or because mufti means that it's extra and therefore free to expound through smuchin. Let's see how this works. Ibai yisemim shem demuchach de'im kain, right? It's got to be, we say that it's muchach. Muchach means it makes sense to say something, that these psukim are put next to each other in order to learn out. De'im kein, because if you want to say, like the Tanakhama says, if it's true Rav Yehuda is against Tanakhama, that if it's true that this is about teaching us two lavin, and this is teaching us the second lav of being with his father, Shomeres Yavam, it shouldn't be here.
It should be in Vayikra with the rest of Arayos. And the fact that it's here must be teaching me to darshan smuchim, to teach the father, can't be with the woman that his son was outside, that was with outside of marriage, or vice versa. Nothing to do with the second lav. Like, let's see, Dim Cain, Lich the Rechman, Agabi Arayos, let it just write it by Arayos. V'bayisema, or in the Mufti world, or because there's an extra pasuk, or the extra words, because if it was true like the Tanakhama said, then just let the pasuk say, Lo yikach ish es ishes aviv, and stop there. Why does pasuk continue and say, Lo yigale kenaf aviv? That's superfluous. It's extra. And therefore it can be used to expound that a father can't be with the woman that his son was outside of marriage, and vice versa. Let's read inside. V'bayisema, shun the Mufti. Dem Cain, licht of Rechmona Lekach Ishes Eishes Aviv. Mlo Yigala Kanaf Aviv Lamadi. Why do you need it over there? What do I need? A second pasuk to come and tell me this concept. Obviously, we know there's only two pasukim total here, but a second part of the pasuk to come tell me some of this. It doesn't make sense that you're doing that. Shma Mina Laf Nuye. So we see from here that it must be that it's Mufti that's actually available in order for us to learn it out. It's free to be darshaning. And therefore, he dashed in Svuchen over here. Everything now is great and dandy. Okay, so now, where we stand now, we understand why Rabbi Yehuda does dash in Svuchen by Devarim. We know, take it back. Okay, so now what we're going to do is we're now going to take it back to the original discussion of where, in the first place, do we know that it says Dochalos Asay. And we answered that we learned from Tzitzis, based off the laws of Smuchin. And now show, even according to Yehuda, that we dash in Smuchin by Tzitzis in Devarim. Ve'gabei Tzitzis nami, also by Tzitzis, Iboyisem v'shum demuchach, v'iboyisem v'shum demufti. Iboyisem v'shum demuchach, de'im kein, lich t'rechman agabei parsha Tzitzis, l'may hechasa kas v'achi. Let us just say the lach by Tzitzis, why is it read it? Over here, right? It really shouldn't be written here in Devarim altogether, but rather back in Bamidbar. Why is it here? Must be expounded to Smuchin. We expounded Smuchin to Shatness. And if you want to work it out, you by saying Mishum Demufni, you want to say because of the fact that it's extra, it is not necessary, then Michli, let's break it down. Kosav, we know the following, right? We want to say that it's extra in the Bidarshan. It says in Vayikra, the Pasuk, Ubeged Kilayim Lo Yale Alecha. Right? It says, Kosav Ubeged Kilayim Shatness Lo Yale Alecha. Okay, and then we have another pasuk that's in Devarim. Lo silba shatnis lamali. If we say ubegid kilayim lo yale alecha, why do I have to say another pasuk saying later this? It must be that the extra pasuk is there in order to teach us sitzis overrides the isser of shatnis. Now we're going to go on a rapid fire back and forth. Well, not really so rapid fire, but shmami no left nui. It must be that it's open. Says the Gemara, no. It's not extra. Only if it's extra can you pull that move of smuchin, and then we could darshin, but if it's not extra, then you can't do it. We need it to be written in Vikra. We need it also to be written in Devarim. If it just would have written the first pasuk of lo yale, it shouldn't come up upon you, then I would have thought that kol derech ha'ola aser rachmana, v'afilu mochrei ksus. I would have said that in any way, shape, or form, don't have this upon you. Even as a seller wearing them, then you'd be violating wearing shatness. Therefore, we need another pasuk, because Rechmano lo silba shatness, that's telling us in Devarim, the pasuk says that lo silbash, only in a way that's called silbash, to get some sort of hana, but if it's just a display, it's a sale, you're the human rack, then there's no problem. And dilmi de levisha de ispe, dilmi de levisha de ispe hana. And furthermore, if the Torah would have just written that lo silbash, if he just would have brought the pasuk that's found, lo silbash shatnes in Devarim, then what would I have thought? Then have amina dafka levisha denafesh hanyosa. I would have thought that it's that only if there's extreme benefit, like silbash implies, then I'm going to be over an iser of shatnes. Avala Allah lo. But if I just place it on myself loosely with the shtikla na, then that would be okay. Therefore, Kosav Achmana lo yale alecha, the pasuk comes and says, don't even let it come upon you. Even placing a little bit of anah is going to be a problem. So therefore, we see that it's not extra. If it's not extra, it's not mufni. You can't use it. You can't use it now to be darshaning smuchin. What are you going to do now? Says the Gemara, Im Cain, if that's really true, if that was the point of the pasuk in Devarim, Im Cain, lichtav Achmana lo silba shanis, then
If that was the point of the pasuk in Devarim, which says lo silba shatnis, why would the pasuk need to say semer upishtim? That's not necessary, since we have the pasuk in Vayikra that says ubeged kilayim shatnis lo yale alecha. Like as it says now, again, imkein lichtarachmano lo silba shatnis semer pishtim lamali. What do I need that all together? Michti. Because the pasuk says ubeged kilayim shatnis lo yale alecha. And Ubeged is the Iker Nekud over here. And we learn from Atana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Vitana Rabbi Yishmael, Hol V'nemu B'Torah Stam Begadim. Since the Torah uses the word Begadim without specifying which type of materials. And we have a pasuk that does specify which ones. Rashi tells us by Negaim. The pasuk says, Beged Samer, O Beged Pishtim. And so too, I've called Samer Pishtim. So too, every time it says Beged, it is referring to wool and linen. So, Tzemu Pishna Kosrachman Alamali. Why do I need to say Tzemu Pishna? Shema Minolaf Nuya. It must be that it's actually extra and open, right? So we don't need the words to be said in Devarim since they're quote unquote said already in Vayikra with her Beged. So why is it written? Must be left Nuya that's open to Darshan, that's extra. And therefore we say that Asei Dochalos Asei, and we learn it from Smuchin, and that the command of Tzitzis overrides the command of Shatnez. So the Gemara, no, Vakati Tzitzich, we still need it. We need to say wool and linen of Devarim. We need to say it, even though we already said it in Vayikra. So you think like, oh, okay, we already said it, so then you don't need to say it. No, we need it, even though we already said it in Vayikra, right? When we said the word beged, and therefore maybe it's not free to go ahead. It's not mufni, and therefore no raya that it says docha losa say, because why? Sanka that I would have thought ha'olahi the lo nafish anasa of a levish and the nafish anasa kol trei mine aser rachmana. That what we would have thought that only by loosely wearing them, ha'Allah, like the pasuk says, like placing it on you, that would be okay with baged, with wool and linen, because it's not so much anah. But if it were a full-fledged anah, then you wouldn't be allowed to wear any type of mixture together. Nothing at all. Therefore, kasar rachmana tzemer upishtim, the pasuk says, tzemer upishtim to show you that only these are a problematic mixture, but not other fabrics. So it's not extra anymore. No. If that was really true, we wouldn't need to even write it. M.K. in lishto kromine. Let the pasuks be quiet and don't say a word, because we could have learned the gezer shava from shatnes shatnes from the pasuk of Vayikra. And we don't need the word semu pishta by devarim, and therefore they remain open to teach us that asei dochalos asei, and we learn from smuchen. Right? V'teisei shatnes shatnes mehala, and therefore we actually... And therefore, we don't need it, so it's free to darshan. Wait a minute, it says in Gemara. And according to Tanya Debir Rishmol, who says that tzitzis can be kilayim because of the extra word semer pishtim, that's the only reason? Because of the fact that it's semer pishtim? Without this, I would think the kilayim with tzitzis is aser? Can't be. But Tanya Debir Yo, time of the Kudra Achmana, semer pishtim. Halava, kilayim, but tzitzis have a mina, the aser achmana? Nah, can't be. You know why? Because Vaksiv Asulem Tzitzis Al Kanfei Vigdehem. We have a pasuk that says that we have to make Tzitzis Al Bigdehem. And we know that all Bigdehem said Stam can be wool or linen. V'tab Rabbi Shmuel. Kol Begadim and Evesis Begadim Tzemu Pishtim. It can be Tzemu Pishtim. V'yam Rechmana. And the Torah says that Avid Le Techeles. They have to put Techeles on it, which is wool. Utchelis Amru. Utchelis is wool. So, being that that's the case, we don't have to, we don't need the smuchin to teach us that tzitzis is docha shatnis. Even without that, we know it. Quick side point to Mimai, how do we know the tchelis amru? How do you know that it's actually wool? Midashesh kitna. Because the fact that the pasuk says shesh, which is one of the Kohanim, the big day kahuna, the sheish is made of linen, therefore tchelis emehu. It's got to be that it's emehu. Read Rashi, very chosher Rashi to read. Okay, but the point is, what are you saying? That's the reason why he goes ahead and says it. Says Gemara, no, it's still necessary. We still need it. Because without it, then maybe I would have darshened like Rava. Sakata de chamina kidarava. Something we never saw yet, right? So therefore, we have to go ahead and learn out from the psukim of the tzitzis that can be made of shatnis, and that we put tchelis even on something which is linen, even though the tchelis is wool. The Rava Rami. Okay, now we're going to see a drasha from Rava. Oh, excuse me. So it says without it. What's Rava? He says that we have two psukim that seem to sosar one another. And we come out that you don't use wool tchilis on anything other than wool. So then there's no shatness there. The Rava Ramik Siv HaKanaf. One pasuk says a kanaf. Min kanaf. One says a kanaf, which implies that the tzitzit should be made from the same material as the corner itself. And we have another pasuk Siv Tzemru Pishtim, which says wool and linen. Which means what? Which is saying that only wool and linen, no other materials. Hakate said, how are we going to work that out? Tzemru Pishtim Potrin Bein Beminon Bein Shalominon. The way we work it out is by saying that when it comes to Tzemru Pishtim, it's going to pater whether it's the same min or not. But anything else, when it comes to anything else, Sharminim, when you have any other type of beged, any other thing that's going to pater only its own min. Beminon Potrin Shalominon Ein Potrin. Not its min, it doesn't pater. Therefore, we need Smuchin. Therefore, we need to learn Smuchin to override the rule of Shatness and tell you against what could come from Rava. Frek the Gemara, huh? What are you talking about? There's no read. You don't have to worry about Rava. Since Tani Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold like what Rava explains anyway. Vaha Tani Rabbi Shmuel, less lay the Rava. He doesn't pass, he doesn't dash like them. He holds that a garment made out of anything other than wool or linen doesn't need sittis at all in a Daraisa level. Oh. So clearly doesn't agree with Rava at all and won't come to make a mistake and say that Shatness isn't overridden. So why do I need the word Semer Upishtim? Says the Gemara, it's trich, you still need it. You know why? I'll tell you, then I read it inside. We still need it because without it, we may have darshan like Rava and said that Hakanaf means that the tzitzis must be like the garment. And this is what the Torah is teaching us. Make the tzitzis threads of tzemer for tzemen, mer, and the pishtim for pishtim. And when you make strings of wool for a garment of wool, then dye one of them blue for tcheles. But you can't mix and match the strings and the garments. And there's no tcheles for linen garments. Therefore, the Torah to write wool and linen and smuchasize it. Next to Shatness to teach us that asay is of tzitzis is docha the losa say of shadness. It's shech. Gesaka dech lemina ki diuka drava like the dik of rava. Hakanaf min hakanaf. Vahachi gamar echman is saying. Avid le semer le semer. Upishtim le pishtim. Vachia avid it le semer. It's avo. When you do semer for semer, you should dye it and make it blue. Aval semer le pishtim. Upishtim le semer. Lo, don't mix and match those things that we're not allowed to have override shadness. Kasar echman le semer upishtim. Dafil le semer le pishtim. Upishtim le semer. You're allowed to go and do that. And say is docha a losa say. Okay, my friends, we're not done with this, but we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.